The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
On the theme, understanding God's stages for you in your walk with Him.
Nanope okasawo eti awa to dinse so beti nyanko pon ni shise one in 90 no more.
Understanding God's stages
for
you in your walk with Him.
So one in 90.
And then dash, don't underrate your stages. Don't underrate your stages. Before I continue, let's clap for those who led everything here this morning. The praise and worship leader, the bandsman, and our lady who gave her the song, the solo. Congratulations. I nearly made you a promise that I owe you something. But I realize that this day you don't just make promise. But it is in my head. And I've really felt God answering my prayer. I was praying. I said, Lord Jesus, you alone should be recognized in the service. No one, nothing but you. And I can see that right from worship and praises and everything, the presence of God is in the house. And so once again, may the Lord bless you and keep up. In Isaiah 55 verse 8 to 10, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. 11. Did I say 10? Sorry. It's 11 to 11. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty. King James says void. But it will accomplish what I desire. Otherwise, the purpose for which I sent it. And achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at Exodus chapter 15, verse 22 to 27. Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went into the desert of Shur. For 3 days they traveled in the desert without finding water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink its water because it was bitter. That is why the place is called Marah. So the people grumbled against Moses, saying, what are we to drink? Then Moses cried out to the Lord. And the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became fit to drink. Then the Lord issued a ruling and instruction for them and put them to test. He said, if you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. 27. Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs and 70 palm trees, and they came there near the water. Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at Exodus chapter 17, verse 1. Then the whole Israelite community set out from the desert of Sin, traveling from place to place as the Lord commanded. Please, if it is your soft copy Bible, underline traveling from place to place. Sorry, hard copy.
Traveling
from place to place as the Lord commanded.
They
come at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. Continue verse 2. So they quarreled. You see, your attitude in your stages. You see, the reason why your stages are too long is your attitude. So they quarreled with Moses and said, give us water to drink. Moses replied, why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord to the test? 3. But the people were thirsty for water there, and they grumbled against Moses. They said, why did you bring us up out of Egypt to make us and our children and livestock die of thirst? Continue. Then Moses cried out to the Lord, what am I to do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me. The Lord answered Moses, go out in front of the people. Take with you some of the elders of Israel and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile and go. I will stand there before you by the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock and the water will come out of it for the people to drink. So Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel. Amen.
Amen.
Please, let's go to Numbers 33 from verse 1. Here are the stages in the journey of the Israelites. When they came out of Egypt by divisions under the leadership of Moses. Amen.
Amen.
When you go home, read the whole of Numbers 33. In the NIV version, I read about 40 to 42 stages. 40 to 42 stages. Maybe in King James, it may be 40. But for the NIV, I read 40 to 42. Shall we look at Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 to 14? Hebrews
5, 8 to 14.
We are talking about understanding God's stages for you in your walk with Him. This year, we are sending the light for growth and expansion. But there is a need for a foundational message. Somebody was telling me, how do I see the light when I'm going through troubles and so many battles? What is the light to send? That is why you need to understand that every stage in your life is a blessing. This is to encourage you and motivate you to get yourself ready to send the light. Son, though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. This is Jesus. And once made perfect, you see, stages make you perfect. Even Jesus went through stage. Once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. And was designated by God to be the priest in the order of Melchizedek. We have much to say about this, but it is hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teachings about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Amen.
Amen.
I want us to look at Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16.
Hebrews 4, 18, 19, mudu nsia.
I want us to look at it in King James Version, Hebrews
4:16.
Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Please give me verse 15. What I need, I think, is in verse 15. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. If it is your Bible, underline, but was in all points.
Now, say your choice, my sin, I say, our abbreviamono, yes, or no, here.
Beloved,
I don't know
our theme.
It's here, you know, so
the Lord said,
I may say,
go and speak, you know, this theme came out of last Sunday's message on It Ends With the Word.
Now, some way by if you can say that's my Oba and he said, any a year was same name.
But then the Lord said, pick that stage message.
Now, see, for a summer, I will bring in Brimo and then behind the BMO
and stay with it for some time.
Now, you know, so Kakra.
That's why we have understanding God's stages for you. In your walk with Him, don't underrate your stages. Your life on God's agenda and calendar begins with Christ. In fact, next Sunday, as we are going to all the Sundays in March that we will be coming after praise and worship, we go out there to evangelize. Our message to the people is,
yes, my microphone is said,
life begins with Christ. If you don't have Christ,
so we need Christ.
Real life has not yet begun. The day you gave your life to Jesus, the day God gave you birth in Christ, that was the day God's agenda and program for you began.
Look,
that's the day a file was opened for you in heaven. Without Christ in you, you have no file in heaven. But the very day you genuinely gave your life to Jesus, that very day, a file was open for you. And the first page of the file was your name and God's agenda. Your ministry. God's purpose for you here on earth. God's purpose does not begin the day you were born. No. It begins the day you were born again in Christ. And so God gave birth to us in Christ for His own purpose. And to achieve that purpose of God, and to fit into God's agenda and program for you, God has set up a hidden school of stages. A hidden school of stages. Please put your left hand on your head. Say, Holy Spirit, please touch me. Open my understanding. Let the light of your word penetrate into my inner being right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I pray that you understand these things. Because Christians are killing themselves. Christians are destroying themselves. They don't know why they are going through things. They don't know why certain things should happen to them. We just read about the Israelites. And before I get there, I want to give you the characteristics of stages. Characteristics of stages. No stage is meant to be understood. I said, no stage is meant to be understood by you. Have you seen any teacher setting up questions and giving the answers to the student? No stage is meant to be understood by you. Let's read Exodus chapter 16, verse 15. That is why many of you ask, what is this? What am I going through? Do you know the meaning of that? Manna.
Manna.
And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna. For they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, this is the bread which the Lord had given you to eat. You know, they came to a place they needed food. And they started crying. Picking stones against Moses. And Moses cried unto the Lord. And the Lord said, I am going to rain down manna. Please, let's read it in NIV. When the Israelites saw it, they said to each other, what is it? Some verses say, what is this? What is it?
I see then here.
For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, it is the bread the Lord has given you to eat. Look. It is when we are going through stages. That is when this question comes. What at all is this? Lord, what have I done? Why am I going through this? What mistake have I committed? What have I done wrong? That is manna. What is it? That is the language for every stage. Because every stage is, number one, painful. Number two, lonely. Number three, difficult. Number four, uncertain. Every stage in your walk with God, number one, is painful. It's full of painful experiences. Number two, is lonely. Look, people will not understand what you are going through. You don't even know how to explain it. You don't even know who to share with. I've shared some little experiences with people and they cried. This morning, myself and the lady pastor were in the car coming, and then, you know, we just started talking. We say, hey. It's God who is keeping us alive. When you see us, it's God. It is not us. There are things you go through. You know that it is God. You can't share with anybody. Because you will not know people's response. So you are alone in it. Every stage is a lonely stage. When that Nigeria is it Ochichi, Osinachi. When until she died.
And copy said, "Oh, sin, I see, oh, yeah."
Nobody knew what she was going through.
Now, Obi and him,
in marriage.
Oh, warrior, mo.
Nobody knew what she was going through.
Obi and him, all femo.
That is why church.
Engineer Safo.
Open up. Let's lay out to keep secrets. Let's open a way for people to be able to share things. Because people are going through things. Wives are going through things silently. Look, I've been to places to preach. I went to a certain country to preach. And they had pastors travel. The wife was around. The things this woman was sharing with me. That the husband does to her. Very sensitive. She said, "I am a pastor's wife. Who do I share with?
Why
am I in this church? I am respected in this country." People are dying silently. Not only wives go through things, so some husbands are also going through things. I know those days. A pastor. Whose wife who hold him and slap him back.
I'm coming.
One day
I see that Kruby.
We were going for a meeting.
Not yet in Shimo.
I was with my senior pastor.
Nami coming so penny home.
And then I nearly mentioned where they were living in Accra. He gave us time that we should come and pick him. So we got to the gate.
Pam, pam, pam.
I was sitting in front with my senior pastor. We were there for 10 minutes. We were there for 15
minutes.
Go and check. I said, "Pastor, do they have dog?" I entered. I knocked the maid. Nobody was responding. I held the handle, it opened. I entered. I looked at the place where the fridge was like the kitchen. There is a way they built the place. The place where the fridge in the corner somewhere. The woman, and the woman was heavy. Those of you slim men who marry heavy women. The woman was heavy. Tell the woman, the man. Press the man to the fridge. Look, I was shocked. I ran quickly and went and told my
mother.
Papa, the man will die.
Papa,
the man
will die.
He said, "What is it?"
I said,
the wife is
senior.
My senior, you know, my senior, he's heavy. Those days, he was very, very strong.
He
came out. He went there with one hand. Push the woman away. Said, "Nonsense. What is this?"
Kojo,
let's go. That man, that time, the man has already dressed up.
Now we see say no who
with tie. So
he
has to redo his tie in the car.
So say say mu ye
before the woman held him.
And son mama be so no mo.
When he sat at the back.
Otna she na chi no.
Sofo.
Ah sofo.
This is what I'm going through.
When in am fe mo.
Every stage is lonely. Every stage is painful. Every stage is difficult. For every stage is uncertain. These stages are never palatable to the flesh.
Now, where
the human nature. These stages can be very painful. These stages are never known to us except God who designed them for His purpose. These stages come with many questions in our minds. Like we saw in manna, what is it?
Lord?
What have I done wrong? God appears to hide Himself during these stages. As we read all the scriptures we read, they are about the stages of the walk of the Israelites. The stages that God took the nation Israel through to make them what they are today. And the stages that the Savior of the world, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, even He went through stages. Don't be careless with God's stages for you. Because God's stages hold the key to your glorious future. I said God's stages hold the key to your glorious future. God designs stages for what? Number one, for our built up. Building up our faith. Number two, for the building of our character. Number three, for His future purpose and plan for us. Let me say that again. God designs stages for, number one, our built up. Number two, building of our faith. Number three, building of character. And number four, for His future purposes and plans. Number five, for our growth to inherit Him. Number five, for our growth to inherit Him. Number six, for our impartation of His nature. It is only through stages that He imparts His nature into us. Number seven, for our increase. To increase us. Number eight. For the imputation of His nature and identity. Where He deposits His nature and identity. Number nine. For endowment of power. You see, I didn't number them when I put them there. I didn't number them in my notes. I'm just for the endowment of power.
So they took me by say you more.
Number 10.
That's what you do.
For obtaining the anointing.
So benya engosranso.
Let me start all over again.
Oh, fear say be you.
God designed stages for number one.
Yeah, she said,
our build up.
So the best say say.
What does it build? Number two, building of your faith.
So
number three, building of your character.
So
number four,
and nine,
for His future purpose and plans for
you.
Number five, for our growth to inherit Him. For our growth to inherit Him.
Number six,
for our impartation of His nature. Is that number five? Number six, for our increase. Number seven, for our increase. Number eight, for our imputation of His nature and identity. Number eight, eh? Is it number 8 now?
No, that's
for our endowment of power.
So I didn't need two me so be say
number 9 is endowment of power. Endowment of power.
I didn't need two me be say man.
When you see somebody operating in the anointing,
I say who so be edi juma on go slasia.
Don't just envy.
Remember when he embrain is akeke.
Find out the stages God has taken the person.
If you move, me aya hru anyame afa na fi edi na famu.
Number 10.
Etaso edu
for obtaining the anointing.
Sa obenya enwosran so.
The stages of God in us is to prepare us.
Nyame miae miae won yemu no chesa odibe siesie ye.
Is to prepare us for what?
Odibe siesie ma den.
Number 1.
Ne di kain
to inherit him.
Sey ebe di ade woni mu.
Is to prepare us to inherit him, number 1.
Odibe siesie se be di ade woni mu.
Number 2.
Netaso mi no.
To take over from him.
Sey ebe di ade so ni ho a ebe di
ade. Yaba 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 yaba. To take over from him.
Say me dia dia so ni hwa ye bet so ni jume dia so.
I will explain that.
Abet chire chire mo.
Number 3, to manifest his glory among men.
Na neto so obede na nduo
to manifest his glory among men.
Abede na nduo nya woni pe mo.
Number 4.
Neto so 9,
to know the real you.
Na wo hu wo ankasa ni aweye.
To know the real you.
Na wo hu wo ankasa dia aweye.
In Genesis chapter 22, when God asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, after he has done everything and tied the son and put him there. In Genesis 22, verse 12, when God has seen the zeal of Abraham to obey, the only son he had been waiting for 25 years. When God saw the zeal with which Abraham removed the knife
and because
in his heart, Abraham saw that Isaac was dead. God shouted, Abraham, Abraham,
Abraham, Abraham.
Don't touch. Now I know. Now I know. And I swear by myself.
Na me kame hontam.
Kabarabashata kabaya. That's why when you go to heaven, the first person you meet is Abraham.
When
the angel ushers you there.
Na se abofo no de wura ho a.
The first human being you meet apart from the angels. Abraham.
Hey, Abraham.
That's why in heaven, we have a place called Abraham's
bosom. Abraham Kokomo.
Now,
I
know. Let me give you a revelation. Because Abraham was ready to sacrifice the son. That was what motivated God to send Jesus. If you are clapping, clap. It's a revelation. Because a human being was ready to give his first fruit. The first and only son. God said, what? If man can do this, then I can also give my only begotten son. I can also give my only begotten son. If you know what your obedience does to God, you don't know. If you know what your obedience, I make a point that God takes us through stages for us to take over from him.
Psalm 115,
verse
16.
The highest heaven belongs to the Lord, but the earth he has given to the sons of men.
Look,
let me tell you, God wants to boast. When there is a problem somewhere,
so how be your baby?
He want to look who is there.
No, be here your war.
The moment he know that Akos,
so who say Akos here war?
Akos that have passed through the stages.
Akos here war first.
Akos into whom I have endowed myself. My anointing, my everything.
Oh,
Akos can handle it. Akos is there.
Akos
is enough. Akos can manifest my glory. That was what the late Archbishop Benzi Dahosa did in Nigeria. When the World Council of Witches wanted to meet in Benin City, where he was. And then their representative was in the studio, radio talking. We are meeting. Itaosa was listening in the radio. He got home and called into the radio station. He said, that meeting will not come on here. In this city, whilst I'm here. The witch, the wizard who was representing the witches in the studio said, not even God can stop us. What was Idahosa's reply?
Then Idahosa's reply.
He said, you are right.
You
are very, very right.
Oh, yeah, no crap.
God doesn't need to come down.
That
is why I am here.
Koyaya.
God does not need to come down. That is why I am here. God doesn't have to come down. Say, God, don't waste your time on this. No, don't waste. You have a lot of things to think about. This one, I can handle it for you. Idahosa stormed the studio. He went to the Bible.
You
see, Exodus 23. Suffered not the weak to leave. He said, Mr. Man, I am here to kill you. He opened Exodus 23. Read. Suffer not the weak to leave. Now, are you a witch? If yes, you fall down right now and die. If no, you will leave. Now, Mr. Man, are you a witch? He was looking at him.
Said,
no, I said, are you a witch?
He
said, I have just been sent to come and interrupt. No. Are you a witch?
He said,
read it yourself.
I say,
I am here to fulfill this way.
Say,
are you a witch?
Oye,
the man said,
Papa, ni say,
I have been sent. The way you were talking, you said, God cannot even stop. Are you a witch? He said, no.
I said, Debbie.
He said, okay. Then who are you?
I said, no, you're why?
He said, I'm just sent to come. He said, then accept. Are you ready to accept Christ? Kneel down right now in the studio. He knelt down. He led him to Christ.
He said,
next time, be careful you come and represent. And he gave him the Bible.
Said,
from today, start reading the Bible. You are no longer a witch. You are no longer a wizard. Look, listen to me. That is who you are in your family. That is who you are in that neighborhood. That is who you are in the church. That is what you are in the nation. Look at people, Christians.
They are
rather crying. They don't know who they are. Do you know why Idahosa could do that? God has taken him through the stages. The man has suffered. And throughout the stages, God has revealed himself to him. Because every stage is a school. Every stage is testing. Every stage is a trial. Stages. Many of us are going through our stages. We are going through stages. That's why I said, God, the stages of God in us is to prepare us to take over from Him.
He
prepares us for the next level.
So the best thing I heard,
Another one is to test you for the next level.
So the best one
people want to be millionaires. They want to be chief executives.
They
want to be great. Heaven is saying amen. But there are stages for you. Some of you, do you know why your marriages are delaying? Do you know why your husbands are not manifesting? The kind of man you are praying for. You are not preparing yourself for that kind of man. Marriage, excuse me, is not because, excuse me, you have things as a woman, you have things as a man.
No. Look,
you are going to marry. Look, be very, when it comes to this thing called marriage, nobody should take you through any pressure until you get convicted. Until the Lord speaks and says, my daughter, this is good for you. My son, don't try. Because you are marrying a foundation. You don't know what you are marrying. You think you are marrying a body. You are marrying a spirit. You are marrying a foundation. You are marrying what you haven't seen with your eyes. As a pastor, I can't tell you things. If God were to say something that a pastor can break marriage,
marriages, I would
have broken
them.
Look at this great Nigerian. Look at this woman Ochichi who died. Look at her. Somebody who is a blessing to the kingdom of God. Marriage has killed her.
Look,
God didn't take that woman's life. Her life was terminated by marriage. Sometimes when we go to bury, when people die and we are saying, look, we are just saying things to encourage people.
Who told you? When I catch you?
And God took her life.
Oh, na nyami fa nkwa.
And God took his life.
Nyami fa nkwa.
Listen to me.
Tie me.
God doesn't need you in heaven.
Nyami ohia wo so ahime mo ho.
God is comfortable.
Ne ho to ne wo ho.
Even when he want, look, He was there with Jesus alone and angels. He was okay. He has placed you here to represent him. He has placed you here to manifest his glory. He has placed you here to demonstrate his power. But if you don't take care, something can cut short your life. And when we are burying them, God gave and God has taken, we find fine words. God gave and God has taken. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are just encouraging you. Your life has been cut short by a demon in a man called marriage.
By
a demon in a woman called marriage. Look at that woman. When she sings, devil in a man. Devil in a man. Devil in a man. Look at all Christian music ladies. Look at them. Look at their marriages. Look at their marriages. You know them. Break. Because demons were sitting in men. And they were not alert. And they gave themselves to those men. Because the men said, I love you, I want to marry you. They didn't know a demon was speaking through the man. May God deliver us.
Amen.
I say, look, some of the stages, they are caused by ourselves. But even that one, God is with you. He said, if you pass through the rivers and the waters and the fire, you will be with you.
Isaiah 43. Now, listen,
how long these stages will last depends on God. And what he wants to achieve in your life. And how quickly you surrender to learn. How long will my stages last? Number one, it depends on God's agenda. What he wants to achieve in your life. Number two, it depends on you. How you quickly surrender to learn. How you quickly surrender to be broken. Like I said, each stage is a school, it's a class, it's a training. Look, God did not plan that Israel will spend 40 years in the wilderness. But they prolonged the wilderness stage because they were not ready to learn or adapt or adjust to the lessons God was teaching them. At each stage, what should be your response? Number one, Lord, I am not alone in this. Tell the stage, I am not alone. Psalm 23:5. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, look, at each stage, tell that stage, I am not alone. I am not alone. Again, in Isaiah 43:2. Tell that stage, the word of God said, when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. He didn't say you will not feel it. You will feel the pain. But the pain will never destroy you. The pain will never destroy you. So these are the things you declare when you are going through a stage. Another thing you declare when you are going through a stage. Lord, I thank you because you weighed my strength. You wait my strength and know I can go through it. Lord, I thank you because you wait my strength. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Look at this. 1 Corinthians 10. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. That means what you are going through is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. It means before the stage came, God weighed your strength. Beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Some verses say, escape, a way of what? Escape. I don't know your stage, but may God provide a way of escape. May God provide a way of escape for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen to me. That stage can never kill you. That stage can never destroy you. That stage is producing a testimony. It's producing a testimony. It's producing a testimony. You look at the stage and say, you this stage, you are holding my testimony. 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 You look at the stage and say, my please, if you are clapping, you clap. You
know,
me, I don't say clap.
I don't say clap.
You speak, I'm teaching you something. How to handle stages. Tell the stage. My testimony is in you. You this delay. My testimony is in you. You this attack. You this battle. My testimony is in you. Because it is not easy. Then you say to it again. Lord, help me to focus on you. Help me to focus on you. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1.
Hebrews 12:1.
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. It's actually verse 2. Verse 2. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. What are you focusing on? Don't focus on the stage. Focus on the outcoming glory. And then ask the Lord, help me to adapt. Help me to adjust and adapt. According to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 to 16, we just read verse 15. Jesus was tempted. Jesus was tried, tested at every point. And the next thing is that, Lord, help me to surrender. We need to be careful how we interpret people's challenges.
And issues
because we don't know their stages. Listen to me, church. Let's be careful. And be patient with one another. How we interpret the challenges that people are going
through.
Because you don't know their stages. Look, you don't know people's stages. My sister, it wasn't because you made a mistake. If God knew that that mistake would destroy you, he would never allow you to make it. But he realized that, through that mistake, I will get her. I want to get her. I want to show myself to her. So make a mistake right now. Even your mistake, God is using your mistake for his advantage for you. Don't say, I made a mistake. God, why this? What is this? Mana.
Mana.
God understands the mana. He understands the
mana.
Let's be careful how we interpret people's
stage.
I said, let's be careful. Because we don't know the stages people are
going
through. Let's be careful when people offend us. 1998, a lady came to me. She needed some money from the church to pay accommodation. I sat down with the board. They said, no, that lady,
come on.
Pastor, you don't know. Then I said, I beg you.
Oh, I see you, Mr.
It's okay.
I see you.
The lady, the Anthony, was laughing. I said, you.
I see you.
You know the mistake you have made already?
Only my phone saw that.
Okay.
You.
He was laughing.
No, sir.
There is a way. That, oh, daddy. I know he's in heaven watching. Then you make yourself. You look down. Say, Pastor. Pastor.
I saw
you. You know, you know.
Anybody win him.
I said, daddy, I beg.
I said, oh, daddy, yes, Row.
We gave her the loan.
And I did. What's the animal, no?
Then this lady,
another
time, the two children's school fees, she came to me.
You know, school fees.
That one, I couldn't go to the church board. I sacrificed. All was a loan. 10 years. 2008. From 1998 to 2008, the woman has never said one day
that,
Pastor, the thing is still in my mind. She would come to church. She would dance When she's dancing and I'm watching her.
Now,
I say, human beings. So free.
I just said, oh, they know okay.
Then a particular year, I won't mention. Otherwise, you start calculating those who travel. This lady had the chance to travel. She traveled 1 year. Nobody was hearing of her. One day, I had a call. Pastor, go to this place. I sent this money. When you take it, so and so for my loan, so and so for the money I collected from you about 11 years ago, so and so is my tithe. This one is my seed into your life. Big money. And do you know,
now
from that year up to today, every 21st, she will send me some dollars. Every 21st. You saw how patient I was. You saw how patient I was. I never call her.
One friend there.
I am not saying that I don't call people when they owe you.
No.
Sometimes when she's dancing there.
Maybe I'm not, sir.
I say, look at this foolish woman. Look at this wicked woman.
She's
just free dancing like that.
Ah!
Then I'll hold myself. Today.
And
every 21st.
Let us say you know about
Kubia. Now it is Western Union.
She said, and I'm Western
Union. MoneyGram.
And I'm MoneyGram.
Or sometimes my phone.
It told me on the phone. But it's crying now, Tom. Crying now, Tom.
Turn to the person by you, say, let's be patient with one another. Because we don't know each other's stages. I'm going to break here. But let me say this. Look, each stage, look, people will gossip. Be careful about five things. Be careful about the thoughts that run through your mind. Number one. When you are going through things. Number two. Be careful about your words. Number three. Be careful about your emotions. Number four. Be careful about your attitude. Number five. Be careful about people. What people say. I want to say this. I'm just inspired to say this. Because we are on Facebook.
Your Facebook, so
he can watch it and see what I've said. My former associate, who was here, that we opened the church for Akupa. All the 15 years he spent with me here. We never had a relationship. We had only 10 to 20% relationship. The day I said this to somebody, I saw the person shook in the chair. The person shook like this. Say, are you sure?
I said, would you do?
And when you are sitting there,
na samotiwa,
I say it was maturity.
Aye, onyini anadwumo, enyini na ye.
It was maturity and experience. We never had any relationship. We didn't have relationship.
Na ye nikita hodie bia.
2 years he won't visit me, too, I will not visit.
Ifie mi no, o mesra me sumi kwasra no.
I only call when there is something about the church program, whatever.
Habibia,
if
you
do anything about church, then you call.
Fast up on one year,
we all had our reasons. But do you know, mostly it was because of people. The moment you do something wrong, but why did pastor do this? If you don't know how to handle it, If you don't know that, that is your father.
Na sa wonim sa wey wo
wey ta. He's training you and teaching you.
Na otitew.
We never had a look, people. Look, I thank God for myself, Pastor Prince and Roger. The relationship we have.
Our soul Roger and our Prince.
We are clicking, we are flowing.
But
I never flew with my former pastor. Because of some of you.
And now you're moving.
Because you see, the two of us, we couldn't handle people's interferences.
Until
right now we have a good relationship. Until November 2022. When he and his deacons, some of them, came to meet me and my deacons. That was the day I blew out. For 2 hours, I was talking. Some of the things, information I have, they were not correct. He corrected me. But 80%, I was on target. And you know, that day, I said certain things that maybe he himself for the first time never knew. I
not own him.
The wife never knew.
He didn't know him.
I said it there. Do you know that after that meeting, three people? One came to me. And two called me. Please pray for us. Please pray for us. Pray for church members. We do things, we follow people, we say things we are not aware.
That
day, I blew out and I said everything. It was after that that we started developing a new wave of relationships. It was after that that we started a new relationship with himself and the wife. Because some of the things I said, they were hearing for the first time. I said, you don't know the battles I fought. You don't know the things I was fighting in the church. You don't know the forces fighting me. And when I look around, who can I share with? I can't share with you. So when you look at me,
it is all here,
Pastor is hard.
Pastor
is like this.
Asafu say,
this man cannot be worked with.
Asafu
this man is like this. Do you know what I'm going through? That day I said everything. Three people contacted me.
Say,
Pastor. One came to me. Pastor, please pray for us. One said, now I know why certain things are not working for me. Pastor, because of the things I have heard, I have had a kind of opinion about
you.
May God deliver us.
Amen.
You don't know what people are going through. Be careful when you are hearing things. Because if you only know, you don't know. It was like when we visited my senior pastor. We hit him.
Now
he thought he made a mistake. By giving the church to another person.
We
hit him. I was a man.
We
hit him. Papa, you didn't try.
Papa,
we were saying, ask for this man. This man.
Papa,
we
die.
Papa,
we
you didn't pray.
Why yet? Why in ye?
Papa, you are no longer in the spirit. We said things to him. When the heat was too much, then he threatened us. Anyone that will change my decision, I will curse the person. That was when we surrendered. Papa will curse you.
Papa
from that day
we
it was last week. Is it last? Was it last week in January or first week in February when we went to pay our first food? Look, when people see thick envelopes,
na se eni pe hu kotoku a emu odru a,
they will say things that they haven't planned to say.
They say obeka nsem bia on sise mpo so obeka mpo da.
Envelope increase, look, envelopes test things, I'm telling you.
Kotoku no
sika
kotoku e envelope emu hwi nim.
When we brought the hamper,
any hamper ni so ka ho no.
Say I won't call this one. This is a supermarket.
Where the supermarket?
And we brought the envelope. He started talking. For the first time, he told us something that we never knew. Look, as he was talking, I just lifted my hand. I said, God,
me,
and about 50 of us,
who
stood against him, God forgive us. God forgive us.
Yami fata ye.
Hey!
Hey!
There are things we don't know.
In some way anymore.
Be careful how you follow people. Against people. Because you don't know it all. Shall we write right now?
My sorry, Sabri.
I'll reserve the rest of the message for another time.
Nakano or the best one.
We want to pray.
Yeah, but won't pray ye.
In fact, clap for Jesus if you are clapping. Last Friday, in fact, for the past weeks, our Friday prayers have gone to another level. And I am just too happy.
That
I am getting people behind me. Our lady talkers led us for two Fridays. One of the Fridays I follow online because we are the other one. I was here.
Now,
let's clap for her.
One man there.
And last Friday,
and
our own brother Emmanuel Duro. Let's clap for him.
One man there.
Oh,
look,
the place was charged.
Now, I need to
we are going to pray his prayer points. He led us in Exodus 15.
Exodus,
about Mara.
Ever Mara.
I was writing the prayer points.
No, church from Bible.
I think he's here. I wanted to tell him that. Look, my brother, I am going to use your prayer point on Sunday and also on Facebook.
I see on the way you want to say that.
Hey,
hey!
Look, one of these days.
In the move,
you are going to stand here. And whenever you stand here, I say you can make it. Anyone that stands here. Because very soon, I am going to sit down. Not that I will not preach. I've come to a point where people must start taking over. Let's look at some of the prayer points he raised. We want to pray them right now. Fine. It was Exodus chapter 15, verse 23 to 27. My Father in heaven, show me a solution to my bitter experience. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Show me a solution.
Show me a solution.
Show me what I should do.
Show me what I should do.
At this stage where I am. At this stage in my walk with you.
In this bitter experience.
My Father in heaven. Show me.
Show me, Lord. Show me the solution, Lord. I need the solution, Lord, for the bitter experience, Lord.
Yeah.
The second prayer point. These prayer points are from our brother Emmanuel Odro.
When he
led us to pray about Mara. These prayer points are not from me. I copy from him.
Now wait, or throw fee in time.
To let you know that when you stand here, I am also writing.
You
think I know everything?
You don't know.
We don't know everything.
No. We are also
learning.
I said,
when you will stand, I say, my God, I thank you for my brothers.
I said, oh, now
anywhere I am, if I travel anywhere,
I
know there are people behind.
Oh,
apart from Pastor Roger and Pastor Prince, they are out. They are all pastors with my wife. We
are, India,
we are out.
I'm talking
about members.
Now, we are sorry, ma, no,
the second prayer point. Look, whilst we pray, if you are here,
now,
you haven't given your life to Jesus.
Or
you are just going to church.
And I said, oh,
you have not intentionally submitted your life to Jesus. God's agenda has not started yet. When of these people called me when the day after meeting my associate and his team and all that. One, because, oh, now we are fine. Oh.
He said,
you can see that there is a relationship.
Now,
even though we are still not calling. Nature doesn't change easily.
Nature.
Leave it just to be the way it is. Don't force it. You understand? Don't force
things.
Let things just work.
This
person
called and
said, now I know why certain things are not working
for me.
Because I heard things about you and I have a negative perception about
you.
It pains me that I've lost so much that I should have gained from you. But the things you said today, Pastor, talk to us members. Because there are many things we don't know. Sometimes I laugh at people.
I say,
be careful. Be careful. They say this sister is like this. Then you too, you pick it. Get closer to that sister. To know for yourself. Get closer to pastor. To know for yourself. And after even knowing, pray. Because you don't know the stage of his life. You don't know what the person is going through. This church.
Sorry.
Every cell in my body has felt the pain.
Now,
pay!
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 It has taken myself, my wife, pain! To stand for this church to stand. Look at the forces around. A man of God came here. He hit me like this.
like this.
Say, man of God,
I fear you.
Can
you see the forces?
Now, to me, who to me, enjoy what I know.
God is really with you. Unfortunately, some of the witches inside also. We want to pick the next prayer.
Yeah,
say, by the power of the cross, let every bitter experience in my life be changed into a pleasant experience. When you read Exodus 15, 23 to 20, it was when they got to Mara. Then the Lord said to Moses, cast a wood. That wood represents the cross. This is from Emmanuel Odro. You see, when you are picking something from somebody, say, this is from this person. Don't make it as if it is
yours.
Then God will give you more. I gave some people some names. About their business, they have never acknowledged that it was through me. It was through my pretty that they got those names. That is pride. You will not get more. We want to pick the prayer point again. Say, by the power of the cross,
by the power of the cross,
let every bitter experience in my life be changed into a pleasant experience. Let every bitter experience in my life be changed, be changed, be changed, be changed. Make the prayer like this. Say, Lord,
Lord,
any negative mindset,
I
am having, against anyone, against any of my leaders, against any of my pastors, against any of the brothers and sisters, any negative perception, I am having, against anybody that is causing my behavior towards the person not to be the best, which is actually not true. Oh Lord, I confess, I renounce, I ask you to forgive me. Pray the prayer right now. Pray the prayer right now. God was speaking to me about somebody who is here right now.
Debbie, Nanya, make a safa, Obia, what is here?
He
The Lord said some things.
Me can send me.
Gave me some keys for his life.
But
the Lord said to me,
because
he knows somebody who is very close to you.
And I'm so
he's not coming closer to you.
Because
he thought that when he comes closer, everything that goes on between the two of you, the other person will know. So what I've said to you, hold it. Let him be the way he is. The person is here right now.
God
said, don't tell him.
Solutions out. How to handle things.
Just because you have somebody to who is closer.
And I'm so will be obeying.
And that person is your close friend.
No, because we are down for pa.
So you think when you go closer,
it will do itself. So go obeying now.
Pastor will tell your friend.
Oh, so make catch what down for no.
We have not been trained like that.
Yeah, entity and so. So
you see your limitation.
Into our here we see to our.
Say Lord,
help
us.
Why
help us.
Why
help us.
Why
help us.
Why
help us.
Why
help us.
Why
Lord, help us.
Why
Lord, help us.
Why
help us. Help us. Help us.
Help us. Help us. Help us. Help us.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Let the power of the cross, bring an end to every bitter experience in my life. Let the power of the cross bring an end, to every bitter experience. Yes, let the power of the cross bring an end,
Or
you want to rededicate your life to Jesus.
Now send to hope you am a
Jesus is everything. Let me say here again. Let no one force you into anything. Until you are also fully convinced in your spirit. Because this life, look,
share.
I heard when I was praying for a life partner, I heard. What do you think about Gladys? Secondary school from 4. What do you think about Gladys? I started binding. We were friends, we were close. I was the SU president, she was the vice president. Sister, how?
Oh.
That's from the devil. But do you know, after school, events started coming, one thing after the other, showing that God has a marital plan for us. But let me tell you, do you know that there are times that I thought I made a mistake to marry her? She has also thought she made a mistake
to marry me.
Some challenges will come, it is only what you heard from God that can keep you. Don't let anybody force you into anything you have not been fully convinced by the Holy Spirit. If the person cannot hold on,
let
the person find his way or her way. Say you are a child of God. You are not giving in until heaven says, I release God's grace upon you.
Amen.
I declare today, every bitter pool in your life, let it become a sweeter pool. A sweeter pool. A sweeter pool. A sweeter pool.
Jesus' name.
I set the cross. I set the cross right now. Every battle in your life. Every attack. Every challenge. Let the cross swallow it. 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 Let the cross swallow it.
Jesus' name.
In that challenge,
you
celebrate your testimony.
Amen.
I say you will celebrate your testimony.
Amen.
Your testimony is inside that problem.
Amen.
It's inside that delay. It's inside that mistake you have made. Your testimony is inside that mistake. Your testimony is inside that mistake. You thought it was a mistake. God knew it was only through them.
That
is going to teach you the lessons. You thought it was a mistake. God knows. Only through that. Only through that. That you get your attention. And reveal himself to you. Let's just humble ourselves. During that time, pray more. Praise God more. Read the Bible and hear the word of God more. And whatever you are doing for the Lord, do more. Today, I declare an end.
Amen.
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 Let it end now.
Amen.
Those who are laughing at you, God is going to vindicate you. Father, we thank you.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. God, show me miracles that happen when we meet. God was showing me miracles that happen when we meet. And God taught me that unbelief and doubt are the most serious sins that you can ever commit. Many of us, we still don't believe. We are in doubt. We are familiar. Some of us are waiting for a dramatic experience. The day people are falling down and
scattering.
But it is happening. God show me the blue wave that is moving. It was mopping things out of people and changing things. Right now it is happening. You are not living here the same. Don't think of the how. The how is the work of the Holy Spirit. Leave this place with your testimony.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, If you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.